So we know J. Cole took a lot of heat for apologizing and deciding to back out of this rap battle. Originally, the rap battle included Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole. And J. Cole jumped into the ring and dropped a diss track on Kendrick Lamar. Now, they're saying the real reason why, this is prior to him deciding to go on stage and apologize during his Dreamville Festival, claims and information is coming out through allhiphop.com claiming, allegedly, the reason why J. Cole may have backed out was because he had a conversation with one of Kendrick Lamar's label mates, allegedly Schoolboy Q. Now, they stated that their source was a writer that was at Dreamville Festival who reached out to allhiphop.com claiming that what occurred backstage is that he had a conversation with J. Cole warning him that it was in his best interest to back out of the rap battle between himself, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake. Now, we're not quite sure exactly what type of situation it was, whether it was just like a friendly gesture, like, hey, it's best for you to not continue, or if it was maybe a record that he heard and he knew it was going to come out and he didn't want it to come out, any type of negotiations. We're not quite sure. This is what All Hip Hop is reporting. I'm going to read the quote directly from them so you guys can hear what was said. And then we're going to go from there. So it says, allegedly, Schoolboy Q had a conversation with J. Cole at Dreamville Festival. Our writer confirmed that Schoolboy Q allegedly was at the festival and that they did have a conversation. She couldn't corroborate what they talked about, but sources are telling allhiphop.com that they gave him a warning. I'm not specifying what kind of warning, whether it was a bullying move, a Debo-like maneuver, or just a friendly heads up. I don't think it matters at this point, but based on what Punch, the president of Top Dog Entertainment, said, I think they gave him what he needed to hear to bow out gracefully. So, yeah. So now this is the information that has been put out. I just want to know, like, exactly, you know, because we know that Kendrick Lamar put out some heat on Drake. I want to know if J. Cole allegedly heard a track and has, you know, was there some information or something and he didn't want out. Could that been the situation, allegedly? This is the information that's being reported through allhiphop.com that this could be the main reason why J. Cole decided to back out, because it wasn't just outside of him wanting to have peace. There was a warning, and he took heed to that warning and decided in his best interest to back out. That's the information that I collected. Of course, if you guys want to hear me talk more and go into depth with my thoughts, listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. This is the DJ Jerrica podcast where we talk about entertainment news and world news. Now, just to get back to what I was saying, you know, since this beef has happened, you know, Drake's fans and Kendrick Lamar fans have been going at it. It's been getting very dangerous out in the streets. And, you know, Drake's store was vandalized in London. And then now we're hearing about that's been occurring and stuff like that. And people are speculating who's been involved. I don't think Kendrick Lamar had anything to do with that personally. But there's just a lot of stuff that's occurring since this, you know, war erupted. And it really just took heed, like, really, really took a head this past weekend when all of the tracks were exchanged between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. So I'm glad that J. Cole decided to back out, because I feel like his career would probably be completely dismantled had he decided to move forward. And you know, another thing, and I'm going to do a separate video on this, another thing that I discovered is J. Cole actually helped to discover Kendrick Lamar, and he brought his name up to Dr. Dre, which eventually helped Kendrick Lamar. And this news came out recently, and I just discovered that too. But I'm going to talk about that in another video. So I think that may be another reason why Kendrick Lamar extended grace to J. Cole. But I'm going to do that on another video to discuss, because I got to put out a lot of content. I'm trying to get this YouTube channel a-truckin'. I'll catch you guys on another video. Much love.